Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters of Celestial Energy, this is Brother Winston. What's going on, guys? I went on the YouTube community posting and posted about Bebe Kids. And myself and a brother at the workplace, you know, had a really, really big discussion. And, you know, I was telling, you know, we were talking about Bebe Kids and how the movie was so significant, but because at the time we were looking so much at the entertainment in it and laughing that we could not see the message that was being put out. Now, you see, Bebe left her children. It's, you know, this is done by Brother Robin Harris, you know. You know, Mother Nature rest his soul. You know, they did the brother wrong, just like a lot of our people. But, you know, Bebe sent $20, all right, to have the three of them go to this amusement park, all right, with Robin and his girlfriend and her son. Now, you know, everything is numerical value, 20. They gave $20, two, which is a symbol of angelic energy. Three is the symbol of Trinity. But it was four children in all. So four, which represents perfection. And the youngest was the smartest, who was the baby. But in this thing here with Bebe Kids, it was showing us that you had this Robert Harris' girlfriend, I forget the girlfriend name, or the friend girl, whoever she was, her son was representation of our brothers and sisters who were caught up in the system. You know, oh, you got to do this, you got to pay your taxes, you got to do that, you know, you got to do it the way the law says. Oh, if the police get behind you, you got to do this. You know, if they take you to court, you got to do this. You got to pay this. This is what they were. Bebe Kids represented those who were free-hearted, who didn't give a damn about nothing. And they were trying to tell him, you know, because they were picking on him. He was like, you know, you gonna do such, such, such. You going to do this and do that. You know, they were picking on him because he was so closed-minded. How many brothers and sisters you know out there are actually closed-minded? You know, how many brothers and sisters you know who are actually sitting up waiting for the system instead of being a free heart and a free mind, focusing on how to free myself? Very few that you know, that you can count on your hand. But it's a whole lot more who were caught up in the system. So Bebe Kids was the children and who were like, we're going to have a free heart, we're going to have a free mind, and their energy was so great that the orc beings, or the so-called white people in this movie, were scared of them, and they feared their energy. And they finally woke the young brother up, and he finally realized that he didn't have to be a part of the system. He didn't have to link into the system. He finally realized that I can be free. I don't have to go to school. I don't have to wear a suit. I can wear my locks. I can do what I want to do. I can build what I want to build. So, in the essence of the movie, the energy got so high, and they started doing whatever they wanted to do, and they started fucking that amusement park up, and that amusement park was the representation of this whole governmental structure, because it's just an amusement park. That's all it is. It's not real. It's just an amusement park. It's a game. It's all a fantasy. It's all it is. So they ended up exerting so much energy that even this white police officer began running from them. These were children. They were nothing but children. But the children represented the energy, the power, showing us how much power that we actually have when we have a free mind and a free heart. And they literally brought that amusement park, that colossal, huge amusement park, down to the ground. And this is where we are going. We are going in this route, okay? We're moving in this route because now we're saying, you know, we got to have a free mind. We got a free heart. Well, people say we're tired of this shit. You know, so saw a brother at the gas station. He's like, you know, my day has just started, but I don't want to start it. I could be doing something else. And the thing about it is we could be building. We can be creating. I was watching a video of how to build pyramids from bricks. And I'm like, we can do this. We can start building pyramids from bricks. And we can build huge pyramids from bricks. And we can put crystals and all kind of other things into them. We can really, really do this. Because we got to have a free heart and a free mind. We have been through too much pain and suffering. We have gone through 500 years of genocide. These beings doing whatever they want to do to us on our planet. They telling us what we can do, what we can't do, when we can move, when we can walk, how we can talk. They telling us, and they're on our planet. They're on our land. We have to be baby kids. We got to be free and say, you know what? I don't care. I don't care nothing about you. I don't care nothing about your system. Let's turn this car upside down. Let's chase this police officer down and beat the fuck out of his ass. Show him how much power he got. They don't have no power. See, what they've caused upon us is a mental contusion. When you say a contusion is a bruise. So they mentally bruised us and caused us to fall from something that was so powerful. And they want us to live under the likes of them. They want us to continuously take the mess from them spraying the skies and creating winter time, and we going running out buying coats and shoes and boots, and you know, they want us to continually be victims to their system. They don't want us to wake up. They don't want us to see the reality that we're supposed to be a free mind and a free heart. That's what made us so powerful. It's because we had a free mind and a free heart. So they had to force upon us something that was not real. I just had a deja vu occurrence. I saw myself talking, doing the same speech, but I couldn't remember where I saw it at, but I saw myself. I had to be in the astral room or something. But they want to control our entire livelihood, and we can't let them do it. We can't. We have to become the children. And you see, that's why I like baby kids, because they were just free. They were just free. And like we said, these orc beings, they fear. Their greatest fear of us is a free heart. Their greatest fear is an unlearned heart. And when we talk about unlearned heart, we're talking about those who are not learned in the system. And the baby kids, they were unlearned in the system. They didn't care about the police. They didn't care about nothing. You had this police officer with a gun on his hip and a badge, and he's running from these four children who were literally wreaking havoc in their little la-la land that they created. They tore that thing down. They really they brought that amusement park to the ground. And this is where we must be. So we got war. We've got a reason to war. And we're letting them know that, hey, you can't turn us against ourselves anymore. There's many of our people who have worked against their own. We're starting to see that many of them are turning around. Brother Jerome, I got your message too, brother. Hey, my apologies too. All right, my apologies too. We're going to come together one day, two of us and the rest of the brothers and sisters, because we got a lot of work to do. First, we got to prepare our hearts for this inevitable war so that we can go ahead and take back what belongs to us. But yeah, this is what they fear. They fear a free heart. They fear a soul that knows who he or she is. And all these lessons that we have learned, dark energy, worshiping yourself, the light energy, the radiation, the magnetism, the powers that's within us, the ability to control the forces. I mean, all this stuff that we've learned, we must apply it every day. And we must apply it and put it to the test and see that once I link it to myself and there's no more fear, because that's what the baby's kids didn't have. They didn't have fear. There was no fear in their hearts. They didn't care. And this is where we got to be. I don't care about your system. I don't care about your money. Just like I said, I like the Joker. Why the Joker? He went and broke into the bank and he took all those millions of dollars. He didn't want the millions of dollars for himself. He burned the shit. He burned it because he says, I don't need it. He says, you guys are crazy. You are crazy. And this whole system is crazy. They're idiots. And a lot of our people, you know, like we said before, they're following after the system and they keep doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for different results. But what did the baby kids do? They didn't do the same thing. They were doing different things. Every time you turn around, they was doing something. They was tearing something up and it's like, I don't care. It's not mine. And this is how we need to be. This is not my system. Why the fuck should I care? Why the fuck should I care? Why should I care if that building burns down? Oh, let me put it on fire for them. Why should I care? So many of our people are stuck in that mindset that, oh, you know, you gotta care for this right here because, you know, we need the money for this and that. We don't need a goddamn thing for these motherfuckers. We don't need no reparations. I saw something about some reparations or whatever. I'm like, me and the brother was talking, I said, there is no amount of money that these beings can give us to repair, because reparations is repair rations. That's all reparations is repair rations. So you giving us rations of money to repair something. There is no money on the planet that you can give us to repair the damage that you guys did to our people, wiping out entire generations. When we say entire generations, we mean there are generations right now that were on the realm, or that were here on our realm, within our realm, that are no longer here. The entire bloodline has been destroyed. Whole generations gone. Mother, father, sister, brother, grandmother, grandfather, uncle, aunt, cousin. Whole generations are gone. There is no amount of money that you could possibly give, that you orc beings could possibly give, to replace the bloodlines that were completely
wiped off the planet. There's no money. There's no money to give to replace all the trees that you destroyed, all the rivers and the lakes that you destroyed, all the fruit that you destroyed. And the thing about it is, even our ancient fruit, they have our ancient fruit, the seeds of our ancient fruit, boxed away somewhere at some seed distribution or some seed holding place. Well, they have all of our seeds. And I think it was like three different areas. And one of them got, one or two of them got flooded out. And I think they have one left. Well, they have all of our seeds. So there's no amount of money that you can possibly pay us to replace all the gold on our land that you've stolen, the diamonds, the precious gems that we use for technology. We didn't use them to hoard them. That was just a meteor strike that happened in Brazil a few days ago, and some pretty large sized meteors, like a few hundred of them, landed. And you guys can look it up and follow it up on yourself. But several hundred of them landed. And this org government hears about it. And the Brazilians allowed this. And they ran down there and they put a price on the meteors. This is what they do. This is how low they are. They go and put a price on the meteors. You got something that came from the cosmos for the original people. The shit belongs to us. Whatever comes from the cosmos on this planet belongs to us. This is why we got to get ready and be the fucking baby kids and fuck this shit up and take back what belongs to us and not give a damn about nothing. They put a price. They said, oh, this is worth $26,000. So if you got $26,000, you can have this one big stone. I mean, these are nice size meteors that I saw on the thing I was reading. You look it up. The meteor strike that happened in Brazil. And these org bands put a price on it. $26,000 per meteor. Because this is what they do. They know nothing else but to put prices on things. And our people have got this notion that, well, you got a price on it, we can do it. No, we got to be the baby kids. And the baby kids knows who the enemies are. The baby kids know these orc things are the enemies. Some of our people today don't know the enemies. They have that time, oh, you can vote for Trump, you can vote for Biden, you can vote for Harris. Guess what? Trump, Biden, and Harris, they're all pedophiles. Huh? They're all pedophiles. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Michael Jordan, they're all pedophiles. Oprah, Ellen, all of them, they're all pedophiles. So think about it as we have an enemy among us, and we have to be the baby kids, and we just have to not give a fucking damn and have a free heart and a free mind and just fuck they shit up and fuck them up also. Because they got an answer. Their entire species has got an answer for what their forefathers did. And their forefathers did a great disservice to us. A great, great disservice. And we've got to bring the vengeance. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Who's the Lord? We are the lords. We are the landlords. We own this planet. We so-called black people are the owners of this planet. And very soon, we're going to have to show our true ownership, because we're going to have to become the baby kids, and we're going to destroy everything that they created and bring this whole goddamn amusement park that they created to the fucking ground. Don't give a damn about the teddy bears and the little whatever else, you know, that and the teddy bears and all that represents the money and the cars and the job positions and all that. Don't give a fuck about none of this shit and just tear the motherfucking shit to pieces. That's what we got to do. We got to become the baby kids and say, you know what? It's over. It's over. Anybody who wants to depart and say, I don't want to do that, you hold your hands up, you say, it ain't time to go yet. What, you trying to leave us? Uh-uh. You joining in with us because you're a part of this. Yeah. We got to become the baby kids and not give a fuck at all. All right, guys. Just a little motivation. Because we're getting ready for war. You can, and these orb beings can feel this shit in the air. They can feel it in the air. You feel it in the atmosphere. It's all over. The tension is high. Because we're ready to get rid of them. No more negotiations. No mercy. No nothing. And we're going in. And we're going in head first. And like one, the brother was saying, he said, you know what, how are we going to get the heads of them? I said, how do you think you get the heads? You start cutting the tails off, that head going to turn around. You cut the tail of the snake off, that head going to turn around. That's when you get the head, because now he's weak, because he don't have anyone to fight for them. Their tail is their regular people, the police, the FBI, all that shit. Fuck them motherfuckers up. Show the true power of who we are. We're nature's children. And all those who are confined in the system, we wake their ass up to and let them know. Slap the fuck out of them. Let them know, hey, wake your ass up, motherfucker. Wake up. Wake up. You've been asleep too long. Let's go to war. Because we've been through too much. All right, guys. Pass this message on to you. Let's become the baby kids. Let's not give a fuck. That's on 100. All right. Peace to you all. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say peace to you all? Oh, I must be tired. But you know what? Inner peace for you guys. You got to have inner peace, because in order to have chaos, you must have inner peace. You got to have inner peace in order to show chaos. Tornado has inner peace. The most peaceful part of the tornado is inside of it. On the outside of it is complete, pure chaos. So you got to have inner peace. So I'll say inner peace to you all. But as usual, chaos. Chaos. We bring chaos to this entire planet. Global chaos. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. Chaos to you all.
Fail at your job, get fired, rehired, and get a $700 billion tip.
Come on in, sit back down, and fill up your pockets, yeah.
Mass media, information overload. Welcome to America.
The following message is brought to you by Viacom.
Distracted by the features of the iPhone.
Got an application.
In other words, taken by a pretty face.
Somebody's watching you.
Welcome to America. Hook up later at the iPad, so we can meet at my place.
Welcome to America.
Welcome to America. Where everything and nothing that Google says is hip.
The sales tax for the following
We will not raise your taxes. Read our lips. Welcome to America. To America. One of our greatest exports was a thing called jazz. Think today's music will last. Welcome to America.
Welcome. Hope and change.
Everything takes forever. And truth is a new minority. Welcome to me.
Down.
All right. Royalty, royalty, royalty to everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haru, the Seven Oracle. And today, guys, I wanted to hop on. You know, I do pop-ups, but I call it divinity. You know what I mean? We're doing our regular podcast today. It's going to be after this one. And it's pretty much kind of an innuendo on Motivational Classroom is witches are against each other. What I have learned in my quest, I really didn't touch spell work, or I didn't touch dark magic, or I didn't, you know, I pretty much just dwelled in light magic, really. But I understood what it was. I knew how people used it. People have done things for me, actually, you know, in using it and all that. But, you know, I just never was one to really do, because I'm not trying to control anything. You know what I mean? Only thing, and I'll be trying to control is my journey. And I'm rarely even controlling that. I have learned that, you know, we will our journey versus trying to control anything, you know. And that's how I keep my peace. Nowadays, I'm pretty much allowing, even when it comes to black magic, I tend to, you know, I might influence sometimes, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's not to really harm anybody, you know. And for the life of me sometimes, you know, I'm like, who would actually literally go and put all of this energy into really, like, really harming people? And, you know, my naive ass at first, you'll be surprised, you know. Those that say they love you, you know, you'll be surprised, the secret vendettas and all of that. So after this particular podcast, it's going to be a podcast on why do witches, you know, go against one another. And, you know, again, what I'm learning is that, you know, the shit is, nothing is secret. Everything is recorded. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we first, that's what we first got to, you know, get through our witchy skulls, you know, is that everything is recorded. So, like, we're really not getting away with shit. But, you know, hey, so please join us for that podcast after this one. That's going to be really good. But on this particular podcast, guys, we're going to talk about CERN. There has been hype and talk about CERN and blah, 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 blah. You know, and I always know, I don't get caught up in this hype in this world and this shit, because if we are not focused within, for me, all else is distractions. You know, just simply distractions. So, you know, I'm inwardly these days. But CERN is, you know, Sister Myra. I love Sister Myra. She pretty much kind of gives it to us about what's going on a cosmic level, just like Brother Wisdom. These are two people that I highly respect when it comes to information, wisdom, knowledge, and et cetera. So we're going to hop in and see what Sister Myra has to say on this. But you know what? Let me play this song, because this song, this is a motivation, you guys. I haven't heard it in a while either. But this is some motivation for us to kind of get us going. And then we're going to go ahead and hop into the lecture. The lecture is like 1:30, and I'm going to close out, and we're going to start our other podcast.
Your knees get weak, yes they do. Your heart grows cold.
your title, doing everything that you're told. It's almost dawn. Stand up and be strong. Find a brand new song before they're gone. Stand up and be strong.
If you live in the hills,
if you live in the hills,
take too many pills.
Oh, too many pills.
'Cause you lost the thrill against your own will.
Stand up and be strong.
Yes, sir.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing awareness. Radio, enhancing awareness with clarity.
Indeed. Listen, I want to start out before we even start the show, because I was just talking to you. This is pretty interesting. Let me show you this real quick, Sister Myra.
Okay.
I thought it was interesting because you've been one of the biggest people on the internet talking about this Big Mama energy.
Yes.
And I was wondering if you think this is sort of in alignment with this energy. Now, this is Viola Davis, and they're coming out with this movie, and the movie that is called The Woman King. The Woman King, and it's about like a tribe. I think it's the Homi tribe in somewhere in Africa where it was like warrior, where women were like a warrior class woman.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not missing the story of family, but real interesting. What do you think about it? I know you haven't seen the commercial yet, but just judging based on what I said, what do you think about this, Sister Myra?
Oh, it sounds, very interesting, like you said. So, do you know when it's going to be? Oh, this fall. It says it's going to be released in fall.
September 16th.
Oh, okay, September 16th. It sounds very interesting. I would definitely want to see, how they play this out. But, and this is powerful because, there seems to be, a war against women these days. So, for this to come out at this time is very significant in my book. And of course we got the melanin rich, queen playing the role, and that's very significant because it for this type of energy to come to the forefront.
Yeah, I'm glad when you talked about the war on women. I'm glad. People in Hollywood, they have a voice and they affect a lot of people with things they say. I'm glad. What was her name? Macy Gray? Is that her name? The sister that spoke out? Yeah, Macy said something about the trans community and that there can never be women. And it's sad that we even have to have this conversation.
I know, but, it's kind of dealing with the topic we're dealing with today because, I happen to believe that we are, in that Solomon Gomorrah era. That's always the end of a civilization when it gets to that Solomon Gomorrah stage. And so this has gone even beyond, what has been indicated by Solomon Gomorrah. It's transgender thing is something that even takes it beyond, the homosexuality, the gay thing. It's taking things to a new level, turning men into women, women into men. And everybody has the right to do what they want to do personally, but when you enforce it on others, especially when it comes to sports competition, it's not fair. It's not fair at all, because men, they just have more strength, more muscle, bigger lungs, more extended arms, so it's just not a competition that is fair. You can be what you want to be, call yourself what you want to call yourself, but when you impose that unfairly on others, then, I don't think it's right.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna have a great show, Sister Myra.
Yes.
So much concern. By the way, I was watching a lot of your old videos lately, and man, you be going off. I was watching the old school choice. I got to show you this. Watch this, y'all. I got a surprise. Hold on. I got to show you this.
Okay.
Give me one second.
Okay.
I'm not sure what happened, you guys.
Sorry. I almost forgot. I'm glad I remembered. Listen, y'all. Look what I found. I just moved, y'all. Let me put this on my screen real quick, Marvin. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, let me see it. This is your handwriting.
Oh, my tape. Yes.
What's that say? What did you see the date?
I can't see it. No, it's not clear.
5505.
Oh, okay.
This was. Let me solo my. Listen, family. I found it. Look, this was my reading that Myra sent me in 2005. It says Richard Astro 5505.
Yes.
This is my reading, Sister
Myra. 5505. Wow. 5505.
I loved it. I always kept it. This is how I told you I loved your reading so much.
Yes.
I always kept it. And I used to listen to it on this. I would go to sleep, right? I would put it on this and I would go to sleep just listening to it.
Yo, ingrained in your subconscious. That's what
exactly. Yes. You know what was how accurate he was?
Yes.
This was on the 5th, right?
Yes.
And I met the queen I'm with now, I met her on the 19th.
Oh,
and all you kept talking about was the Sagittarius energy that's coming toward me. So you was like on point. You was like, within 2 weeks, what you said came into fruition. So that's what I was like, nah, my be the truth. And look, we are 22, and I'm still with it, and this is in 05. Like, Sister Myra's group, y'all, if y'all want to read it, y'all need to contact her. I know she booked. But I'm still promoting them.
And they're still booking. I mean, I don't understand. They're booking a year away.
That's amazing.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
This history right here. I'm going to keep this for y'all. This history
right here.
I'm glad I remember to show that. So, indeed. So, listen, like I said, Sister Myra, so much is going on. A lot of people were concerned about this CERN machine that they got in Switzerland, I believe, and turning it on, and there's a section of the internet like, yo, I'm so worried about that. We got some shit popping on inside of us that we need to be focused and concerned with that's way more powerful than that.
Absolutely.
So I want to have a good discussion because I don't understand why our energy is directed toward that so much when there's so many things happening inside of us. So let's have a great discussion.
Okay.
On these spiritual things, powers happening, inner powers happening within us.
Yeah.
How can we be, for those who may not understand, how can we be more powerful than that huge machine? So a person will look at that and say, how am I more powerful than that? What would you say to them, Sister?
Well, because our power is internal. You know, we are participating with an illusion. Anything outside of us is really not real. Our power is internal. So that is what they're going to have to try to, in other words, they have to program us to believe that they can do these things. And as we buy into it, guess what? We're the ones energizing it for them. So it's all about what we believe, what we think, what we feel is real. And I got some excellent material that is going to really bring that on home. Y'all know I'm a Bobby Hammer girl. You know, he's the one who gave me my debut at the end of summit, you see. And I was, when I lived in Atlanta, you know, I didn't want to miss any of his lectures. I mean, we'd go in there at 2 in the afternoon. We wouldn't come back out till 2 in the morning, and our heads would be swimming, you see. But we couldn't wait. So I'm an avid student, and he did pass out some material. I got something to show you.
Great.
I wanted to present because it's right in line with what we're talking about here.
Excellent.
With the CERN, it's called the Ignatian Apostle. This is what I got. You know, this is material that Bobby passed out, and it does support everything that we're talking about when it comes to our power being internal. And the only way that they can energize this external apocalypse, because that's what everybody thinks that the CERN is going to do, it's going to activate, you know, and break open some sort of gateway or a black hole. So they're supposed to be releasing the energy at some kind of, you know, I don't know the exact system they're using, but I know that it's all about what they call it, the God particle, particle collision, where they're, I guess, smashing two energies against, just to see what results they're going to get. I don't think they should be messing around with the black hole. And then one of the things that is really significant is that they're using the image of Kali Ma to signify this this occurrence. And we right now are in Cancer energy, and Cancer is the sign of Kali Ma. You know, we all know who Kali Ma is. She's this ancient deity. They usually depict her from India, but actually everything originated, you know, in blackness. And so she's the ancient mama deity. And she's depicted crouched down, you know, a multitude of horns. She's got a necklace of skulls, and she's got a blade between her teeth and blood dripping down. And it's all to show the ferociousness of the mama and how she's protecting that universal family. If she just sits, you're about to cause problems with her family. She'll F you up first and ask questions later. So it's supposed to show you the ferociousness, viciousness of this ancient mama. And mama, of course, is connected to the black hole. And we're in Cancer energy, which is symbolic of Kali Ma. So they're playing around with the wrong type of energy right now, because, you know, I don't know if they're going to get the outcome or the effects that they're anticipating, see, because I think this is going to be more than our benefit. We're at a time where, you know, it's time to, you know, end the corruption, the abuse of power. You know, everything has come to its maximum when it comes to the abuse of power. So, you know, me, I call myself holistic, which means that I believe in the balance of opposites. Two halves make a whole. So you have to complete one half, which is the negative polarity, which is the struggle, the sacrifice, you know, all the way. And when that's completed, then it activates automatically an opposite response spiritually, in spiritual opposite return. So anytime, in order to make a case for spiritual justice, the key to everything in the universe is balance. So in order to make a case for spiritual justice, there has to be a physical injustice that has not been reconciled in order for the spiritual justice to come in and balance out the situation and fulfill the process. So so right now we're entering that time where it's time to get that spiritual backlash as a result of a maximum of abuse of power. You see, and that's what I'm going to do. This is going to be the mama energy, the mama energy that is going to be what counteracts, you know, this maximum of abuse of power. So we're dealing in Cancer energy. That is the first water sign. That is Kali Ma energy, that represents the black hole, you see. So while they're in here playing around, don't know what they're doing, you know, it's like they're poking the black answer. It's like they're poking that, you see, and don't know how, you know, they're going to get or what kind of response they're going to get. But I like what's being indicated in this video, because we're focusing on the internal, and that is the key, you know, to how all this is going to be overcome. It's about an internal thing, and how we, you know, in other words, in order for them or for the powers that be or whatever that's doing these things, in order for it to activate anything, you know, we're going to have to be participating with that from within. My famous out at 20%. You got to spiral it back to 20%. You're sending out at 80. You want to spiral it back to 80%. So this whole everything that is happening right now is to get us to stay in our doubts, our fears, and our doubts. Those are three things that's going to undermine our power. We have to be secure from the internal. It's where we go internal that we raise our vibration, our chakra through the chakras, all the way to the crown chakra, where we make that connection to Mother Universe. And I've always said what the energy of Mama means is I will take care of your needs beyond your capability. When it gets beyond what we can handle, that's when Mama steps in. You know, so now we're in the energy of the ferocious and vicious Mama, and you guys are poking that hole, you know, that energy, and, you know, and she's very ferocious and vicious about protecting her family. So I don't know if they're going to get the results that they anticipate, but, you know, they're messing with the energy field. You know, on that vein, what about the Georgia Guidestones that exploded?
Yes.
Okay? And they did start this CERN yesterday is when they actually it. So it's very interesting that we get the explosion of the Georgia Guidestones the very next day. And the Georgia Guidestones, to me, that's a good symbol. That's just a beginning as to how Kali Ma Cancer energy is responding. That seems to be the first indicator. Because, you know, the Georgia Guidestones is about suppressing the population.
Yes.
You know, it's about, you know, an agenda, you know, to pare down the population. So for that to be the thing to explode,
mm-hmm.
that has to make you discern, mm-hmm. you know, I think it's significant. I think it has some connotation to it. So... that is very, that's something we need to be looking at. But the only way they can control us is through our own doubts, fears, and guilt. It's what we believe is real as to what we will energize, you see. So that's why we've been in the land of illusion. You know, we've been programmed in false values and false beliefs. And as we buy into it, we're the ones energizing for them. There could be a situation, you know, I'm just putting options out here. There could be a situation where there's not really anything going on, even with CERN. But if they make you believe have power, you know, to activate something that's going to open up your fears, then you're actually participating with energizing that into your reality.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why it's the internal that matters, because from the internal is where we make our connection to the universe, you see. Mm-hmm. And then we're transmitters as well as receivers. So what we're sending out is what we're spiraling back, you know. Spirit is spiral. What goes around comes around. So if we're sending out energy of fears, then we are actually energizing that, sending it out in order for it to manifest, you see. So we have to be secure, you know, whatever they're doing, that we have the power, you know, to supersede anything they can throw at us. We just got to continue to raise our vibrations, and because they can't come up and get us down, you know, to make us vulnerable to attack. And the way pull us down is through our doubts, fears, and guilt. This whole, I say, last 3 years has been nothing but fear mongering.
I'm telling you.
It's all been fear mongering. You know, none of this has to be real, but if they can make you believe it's real, then you're the one, you know, energizing it into manifestation. So we don't know. To me, if they were really doing something, you know, vibration in your energy and then keep you vulnerable for that attack. So it's all a matter of what you believe and what you think. We're in the Aquarian age. That is the energy of I know.
I know.
So if you know if they can't touch you, then they can't touch you. But if you believe they can get you, then you make yourself vulnerable to that attack. So that is what they're going to do, is try to keep you in doubt, fears, and guilt. I don't care, on all levels. Right now, we're at the maximum of the lowest vibration influence that's ever been on the earth.
Yeah, ever?
Yeah, because it's always darkest before the dawn.
Before the dawn, right, right.
And we're on the we're right in that, you know, that flip of the script. Where we're seeing the maximum. See, my thing is, you don't blend energy. You harmonize energy. You don't blend. You have to balance energy or harmonize energy. So you have to complete one half. Energy unfolds to a negative and positive polarity. No pain, no gain. To the same extent the pain will be the same extent the gain. But you have to complete one half before you activate the opposite response in equal measure. So we are at the completion and the fulfillment of that negative polarity, the pain, the struggles, the sacrifices. All that has to be completed and come to its fullness before we activate opposite spiritual return in reward and empowerment. It's time to evolve. Anytime we get into the Aquarian age, it's time, that's the sign of evolution. So it's time to evolve to a new level. Now, when I call myself a holistic, that means I don't believe in 12 individual signs. I only believe in 6 axes of energy. Not until you put the 2 halves together that you have the whole. So we only have 6 axes of energy. We have, when we balance those opposites, you know, Aries, opposite Libra, Taurus, opposite Scorpio, Gemini, opposite Sagittarius, Cancer, opposite Capricorn, Leo, opposite Aquarius, and Virgo, opposite Pisces. So now is the time for us to come into balance with our own spirit, you see, and step into a new level of wholeness, individual wholeness, when we come into equal balance with our own spirit, and all the other spirals will stem from there, you see. So it's first about being secure from within, you know, as you partner with your own higher self. It's got your back. It's going to prove that to you. It's not going to try to get you to know, figure out, or understand. That is spirit's role. We, as the physical vessels, you know, spirit and physical, vessel needs a spirit just as much as the spirit needs a vessel. And it's about the balance. That's the key to everything, balance. Two halves make a whole. So now it's time for us to come into equal balance with our own spiritual half, so we can step into our individual wholeness. Our individual, our spirit is the one that will give us the security to know that it's got our back. You know, we've done our half. We've done our part physically. When we have completed this sacrificial struggle, not just this one, but all the way up until this lifetime, when we went into the Aquarian age, we've been dealing with the negative polarity, the struggles, the sacrifices, even those of our ancestors. Now, we've entered the phase where it's time to evolve. But first, it's a sign of evolution. That means that we have to complete that half of the operation, the struggle, the sacrifices, all that is coming to energy can only go 180 degrees before it has to be matched by the opposite 180 degrees in order to complete a 360-degree spiral. That is when it's whole. It's not real until it's whole. We've got the balance between those two halves. So we've now completed the sacrificial struggle half, and now it's time to activate the opposite response in equal measure in spiritual reward and spiritual empowerment. So the first Yes, not in the ring, but our spirit goes in the ring behind the scenes. And what it's going to do, it's going to go to the universe and gather the energy to match what we've invested for the physical half. And when it matches that, that's when it's ready to complete and fulfill its purpose. Spirit don't work in fraction, and spirit don't prove what it's doing till it's ready to complete or fulfill what it's doing. So now we're at the point where it's time for each of us to get into an equal balance with our own spirit. It is the one that's going to prove your connection to the universal whole. You know, access. See, when we get into equal balance, that completes that spiral. That is really opening up a vortex. Opening up and energizing us tapping into a higher vibration in the universe. You see?
That's the vortex we need to be worried about, huh?
That's the vortex they need to be worried about.
Better. Yeah, I got you.
Because if each one of us individually do it, then it all comes together at a higher vibration as a collective energy or a collective power, you see. This is how everything is transitioning, you know, from one end to the opposite end. So we now have completed our half on the physical end, and now it's time to tag our partner, come out of the ring, let the spirit go in the ring and gather that energy to match so we can complete and fulfill our individual purpose. But like I said, it's spirit on the fraction, it's not going to prove what it's doing, so it's ready to see it and feel what it's doing. But the spirit, what it's trying to do is get us to trust, not to understand, not to know, not to figure it out. It's going to prove to you that it's got your back, that it can look around corners you can't, you see. So it wants you to trust it, not figure it out, not to know.
That's important.
We've done our ass. Now we got to sit back at peace and secure and let our spirit do its half of the operation. And that's coming from the internal. And that is where it will give you the security and the proof. You know, that we have access to Mama Magic, Mama Universe. First two letters of magic is Ma. We're Father, Father Spirit. He deals with logic and reason, knowing, you know, understanding, the air element. Mama, the water, she deals, you have to embrace her in faith and trust because she deals in magic. It goes beyond your logic. It goes beyond your knowing. You have to embrace her in faith and trust. This is what the energy of Mama means. I'm going to take care of your needs when it gets too big for you to deal with it yourself. When we first came into this physical reality, we had a physical mama who took care of our physical needs beyond our capability. We had to lay up in the crib, figure out how to eat, change our diapers. We had a mama who knew what we needed before we knew what our needs were. That had to seem magical as babies. Now we're babies stepping up to the cosmos, evolving in this Aquarian age. So now we got to trust our cosmic mama in that same vein. So the powers that have been have become corrupted, and this is maximum of corruption. So that's where the line is being drawn at that 180 degrees. So we can activate the opposite balance as Mama now comes to the rescue because all the systems of the world have become corrupted. Everyone, you see, and it's reached a global level. Well, guess what? The next level after the global level is planetary. That's Mama's domain, Mama Universe. Planets are her children. Especially the daughter Earth. You see, I'm telling y'all, it's daughter is not Mama Earth, Mother Earth, it's daughter Earth, and Mama Universe, daughter Earth, to understand the relationship. Now, I'm talking energy, you guys. I'm talking energy. So now is the time for us to allow our spirit to guide us in how it's opening up the balance from the spiritual energy of the universe in order to bring us into wholeness. It's not real until it's whole. That means completing that full 360-degree spiral. So that's what the process is doing. So now it's from your spirit to convince you that you have access to the magic of the universe. and it's going to prove that to you. It's going to give you the guidance and the proof, you know, show you your powers and your magic. Time for us to step up to our original powers. Our ancestors had, our ancestors could fly, our ancestors could breathe underwater, our ancestors could talk telepathically with the plants, the animals, the universe, each other. Guess what? We still have those powers. But they're not of the conscious mind. That's the half we just completed. That's the conscious reality. They're of the subconscious. That's mama's book. When you go internal to the hidden, anytime you're dealing with hidden, anytime you're dealing with magic, anytime you're dealing with the internal, you know, that is mama's role. Father represents the conscious mind, the father's spirit, and mama's soul represents the subconscious mind. That is where our true powers lie. That is why we have to go internal to tap that subconscious connection to our ancient Akashic records, our ancient memory, to reconnect with the powers of our ancestors.
Myra, real quick, since the conscious mind represents the father role and the subconscious represents the mother role, if we're living in a holographic universe and the conscious mind is the illusionary part of the holographic projection, is the father role straight mama?
No. We have been usurped from our true parents, okay? That's righteous father spirit. He speaks to us externally through how we speak. His role, because spirit is collective, you know, that's why they say, but more than one is called in my name, so shall I be. Father spirit. You have to pull energy to create spirit. So father spirit, his job is to create a righteous collective mindset. That is his role. His job is to challenge us, you know, to test us, to teach us lessons mentally, you see. And, you know, he's the one that will challenge us, restrict us, and limit us just to see how we're going to overcome those challenges by staying true to our integrity and our character. And once you have proven that you will not abuse your power, because you will not get desperate enough to abuse your power, because that's the only sin spiritually is the abuse of power. Spirit is not physical. In the physical, there's a multitude of sins. But in the spiritual, there's only one sin, and that's the abuse of power. So that is the father's role, to challenge you, to restrict you, to limit you, in order to see if you're going to stay secure from within, you know, in your connection to the universe, not get desperate and use your powers abusively. And once you prove in the Father's spirit that you are, you have that righteous mindset, then that is when he passes you over, when you complete his lesson, he's the one who passes you over then to mama's half of the operation. Mama is the one who will kiss those boobies and those wounds you experience in father's disciplinary action, you see. And that's when she will kiss them and make them magically okay. Just like I said, when you were a little kid, you were outside running around, fell down, bumped and scraped your knee, you just go straight to woman to mama, and all she had to do was kiss that boobie, and it was magical. Okay. Well, now we got a cosmic mom ready to kiss our boo-boo, because the corruption of the systems of the world has gotten too big for us, and that's when you bring big mama to the table, when it goes beyond what her children can handle, you see, when it's reached the maximum of corruption, and that is where big mama comes. You know, so no, father, he's the one that sets the stage to teach you the lesson of righteousness, you see. And once you have proven you're worthy of gaining your full power, you know, because all this is an alchemy process. Because when our predecessors abused their power, they screwed up the world. If we abuse our power, it's going to be detrimental to the universe. So this whole thing has been to teach us how to use our power. We've been usurped by those are our two parents, righteous Father Spirit and Mama Universe. We've been usurped by false parents, the father of illusion, the mom of tricks, the matrix, and the mom of terror, materialism. Those are what has been having, you know, that has programmed us in this illusion. What they have done is they have put a cushion or a bridge between us moving our spirit out from our subconscious or from the soul realm. We're now moving our spirit out from doubt, fears, and guilt. And that is what's undermining our power. So we have to be secure. The first prerequisite, because the universe is not trying to save the world right now, it's only identifying who qualifies to
support
us. As a new ruler, you see. So there's two prerequisites that it judges you by to gauge who qualifies to step up as a new ruler. Number one, you have to, the first rule is being secure from within. Earth and water are feminine. They're internal. Earth represents your security. So when you're secure from the internal, where you don't get desperate and try to abuse your power, you know, when you're dealing with your doubts, fears, and guilt, you know, then that is how you're proving yourself worthy, you know, to step up as a new ruler. The second prerequisite is you have to prove you won't abuse that, but use it righteously. That is what the Father's job is. Teach us to speak righteously. You know, when I talk about the story of a saw being cut into the 14 pieces, it was when he was cut into the 14 pieces by Seth. That's an ancient name for the Father. And the Father, as the air element, is righteous thinking. And a saw represents the fire, or the sun component. Sagittarius in particular, the energy of Sagittarius is the energy of a saw. Because it's the last fire sign, which is the ultimate sun, and the planetary wheel of Sagittarius, which is the great beneficence. Everyone gets their blessings with Jupiter. But Sagittarius is a very optimistic energy, and you have to be optimistic to tap into it. If you're thinking pessimistic, you're going to go right up under. That is why we're corrupt, is to keep us thinking without fear and guilt. So that we lift our vibration and tap into the divine intervention that is coming in from the universe. You have to be optimistic, which means being secure from within. Because earth is your security, the earth element, and the water is your emotional happiness, the water element. Those are feminine and internal. The air and fire are external and masculine. But spirit moves inside out. So when you're sending your spirit out in the security of who you are from a universal perspective, you know, that's an internal thing. Your emotional happiness and your security are internal. That's feminine, internal. So that is how you send that spiritual energy out, and to the magnitude of the security, Mama speaks to you through the water element. Your Father speaks to you through the air, external through the mind. Mama speaks to you internal through the water or how you feel. But she is the ancient of ancients. So she's speaking to you from your ancient memory, you see. So so when you reconnect with the powers of your ancestors, you know, press your internal to the subconscious and be secure in the value of how Mama is speaking to you internally through how you feel from your ancient memory. And when you're secure in the value of that, that is how you send that energy out. And to the magnitude of that security is to the magnitude that it reflects itself external as air and fire or spiritual power. So they have to work together, Mama. Father Spirit and Mama Soul has to be in balance in order to become whole or holistic. It's not real until it's whole. But we had to complete one half, and we've done the Father's half. The challenge, the sacrifice, the struggle, just to teach us a righteous mindset. And now now he's completed that half. Now it's the mama's half of the operation, you know, that is going to open us up to the wonders and the magic and the powers of the universe, you see. But we have to be secure from within. That's the first prerequisite, because when you're secure internally, then you're not going to be manipulated external through your ego and be used as a tool against this royal purpose. So so that is that's why Asar, the ultimate fire, the ultimate Sagittarius, the ultimate last sun, Jupiter, whatever Jupiter touches, it brings in abundance. So that means the ultimate sun of power, Sagittarius or Asar, you know, was at the position to most abuse that power, you see. That is why he had to be cut down into the 14th cycle of time by Set, our father time, the father of righteousness. He had to cut the ultimate sun down into those 14 cycles of time so he could mature in how to use that power righteously before he could be endowed with that. But we're at that stage now, where the Asar has now come to the righteousness of how to use his power. And that is why how we're now going to step up to a new evolutionary process in the Aquarian age, where we evolve rulership, because Aquarius is the sign of evolution. Its opposite sign is Leo, which is the creator ruler. So when you balance those two halves, I know, Aquarius is the sign of I know I am a creator ruler, Leo, in order to activate that rulership. You don't know power, then you don't have it. If you don't know you have that power, then you don't energize it.
Hey, Myra, how important of a role does Saturn play for Big Mom?
That is Saturn, the father. See, we're dealing with energy. We're dealing with different levels of energy. Now, it starts individually. You're balanced with your own spirit, and spirit is masculine. It's father's spirit, you see. So the first balance with your own spirit, you see. And then that's the individual. When you step into your individual psychic, we all get into balance with our spirit through Libra. You have all the energy in you, you guys. You have a full universe of energy within you. Okay? The sun sign is only what you came into this lifetime to focus through when it comes to your energy. Okay? So what we have to do, like I said, is go internal. And wait a minute. What's that question you asked? What's so far out there?
About Saturn.
Yeah, Saturn, okay. So you have your individual level, you have your couple level, you have your family level, you have your community level, you have your state, your city, your state, your country, your nation, you know, the global level, planetary level, universal level. So each level in that line of energy from one end, individual physical vessel, all the way out to the opposite collective universal energy, there's going to be many levels in between that's going to show a different face depending on what level you're looking at that energy at. So planetary level, that's when we're dealing with the father. That's the planetary level of the father. That is Saturn. Saturn is the lord of karma. He is the one responsible for taking down those who abuse their power and lifting up those who can abuse in their power. He's the great reconciler. That is why you have to prove your character and your integrity, because Saturn is the planetary ruler of Capricorn. And that is, Capricorn represents daughter Earth, because it's the last first sign, it's the last cardinal sign. And cardinal means royal. So we're dealing with the princess, daughter Earth, as the princess of the royal family. You're talking about the Earth, we're dealing with the daughter component. And the cardinal signs, you know, they're representing. planetary ruler. And Capricorn is a sign of integrity and character. So that is what Saturn saw when he's teaching you his lessons, mental lessons. He's teaching you lessons of integrity and character. In order to pass this test, you have to prove that you are worthy to gain your full power.
Right.
And true to your integrity and your character, you know, when you are under pressure. In other words, you don't compromise.
Oh, no, sir.
Capricorn represents the high priestess. So you can't compromise your value, you know, when you feel the pressure of the illusion. So that is how Saturn, the planetary ruler of Capricorn, will challenge you just to see how you overcome those challenges by staying true to your integrity and character. That is how you pass the test of Saturn, you know, the taskmaster. And then he passes you over to Mama, universe. And guess what? We're in Cancer. Cancer is the opposite sign of Capricorn. And you always fulfill to the opposite. And when we got into Aries, the cardinal fire, the prince, that is what initiated a new spiritual warfare at the physical level. Because Aries is the first cardinal sign, it's the first sign in the physical half of the astrological rotation. The first six signs are the physical, the second six signs are the spiritual. So we now go into Aries. Aries is the warrior. It's the prince. The Haru is more than him. So that means spiritual warfare at the physical level was commenced. This last Aries we went into. Aries moves over. Aries, Taurus, and Gemini. Before we get to the next cardinal sign of Cancer. So that has already been initiated. A spiritual warfare at the physical level through Aries energy. But now he's passing the baton to the next cardinal sign, Cancer. Which is sweet. I call it wrong. You know, I went to New York. You're talking about 2005. I went to Harlem, New York, on May 22nd, 2005. And I gave them the information of Big Mama. That's when I, you know, put it out there about how Big Mama, our Mama, Mama Universe, has been on a scared straight program. That my children don't appreciate me. So I'm going to back up and let them see what it's like to only be under, you know, the discipline of power. But they became more abusive than she anticipated. And now it's time for her to come back. And now she's ready to F some things. Okay? That is where we get to Kali Ma in Cancer. The ferocious and vicious mom. So as Aries, the prince, has now passed the baton to the next cardinal sign, Cancer, the queen, and guess who's under the queen's auspices? She deals with Cancer, Leo, and Virgo. Okay? Now, I already told you that Cancer represents Kali Ma, very ferocious and vicious mom. But guess what? When you put Leo together with Virgo, you have Sekhmet. That's the most destructive energy of the universe. Sekhmet. They can only release her in the end times, you know, to clean up the earth, her thirst for blood. You know, they have to put her back into captivity. They have to trick her back into captivity once she's finished her job. That's how her thirst for blood, you see. So what do we got now? We got Kali Ma and Sekhmet and the rulership. This is where things get explosive. When I went to New York in 2005 and told him about it, I said, this is where things, you know, get really disruptive. And went back home, and on, what was that, August 29th, Katrina hit. Just like I predicted, Katrina in Virgo, August 29th, Virgo, we got Katrina, one of the, you know, and the cat, that's Mama, that's a symbol of Black Mama, the cat, you know, so Katrina, signifying Big Mama. from Cancer all the way through Virgo, watch for things to really get explosive here. But it's in our benefit. It's in our protection. Okay? It's going up against our, in the opposition to the systems that have come to the maximum of their corruption of power. And the third would be the biggest indication of their abuse of power. And you're poking the very bear, mama, black hole. That's what the mama is. She's the black hole. You know what? Black holes is energy so dense. That's why it said it disintegrates light. Because the density of the black hole, light can't penetrate the density of that black energy, that melanin, that black hole energy. So, so opening the light to the dark black hole is just going to disintegrate the light. You know, it's just, so right now, and we're at the most significant time when all this warfare is ready to come to a head, you see. So that is what we have to be secure about. First in the water. Mama, talk to us internal, how we feel from our ancient memory, but when we had powers, our ancestors' powers, reconnecting to Big Mama, coming full circle. Everything started nature oracle, okay? Black Mama Universe. Everything started. All energy comes from Mama Universe, the source of all energy. That's what they were talking about as the source of the matrix, okay? The source of energy. So, Mama, everything started nature oracle. That's when we had the magic, the powers, you know, our ancestors. That's who they patterned their superheroes after, you know, in this reality, our ancestors. You know, when we had these original powers coming straight in, you know, from the original mama universe. The antiquity is when our ancestors had their powers. But spirit is spiral, so it spiraled around from the matriarchal half, and then it went and crossed around to the patriarchal half, where it became external air and fire. But once we went into the Aquarian age, it means we've come back full circle now. Back to the mama, back to the ancestors, back to the subconscious, the soul realm, where it's now time to balance between those two halves. Anytime we complete a spiral or a cycle, that's our evolution to the next level. This is the infinite process of transformation, regeneration, and evolution of a new spiritual rulership. And every time we get into the Aquarian age, that means we balance on enough levels to evolve to a new level in the universe. So that's a complete spiral. You never get there. You only complete spirals for access to the next level, where you start a new one at a higher vibration, only for access to the next and the next and the next until you get to the Aquarian age. Then that's where it's the point to evolve a new rulership. That's the six thoughts. I call them the four horses of the apocalypse. Aquarius opposite Leo, and then the horizontal leg of that fixed cross is Taurus opposite Scorpio. So those are the four fixed signs of the zodiac, where the cardinal sign activates a new level of royal vibration from the highest royal level of the universe. It's the fixed cross that will set that into motion. It will reverse that energy. It's the enforcement or the workhorse of the zodiac. So in order to evolve Aquarius as the new age rulers, Leo, there has to be a transformation, Scorpio, of our values, Taurus. That is what the sixth cross is activating, our evolution as the new age rulers, but we first have to transform in our values and our habits. And once we have reversed that energy, that sixth cross, then we get the mutable cross. Now the mutable cross is the one that will adapt this whole new rotation of energy to a whole new level of reality in the universe. Those are the magical components, because number three represents magic. So So we start with Gemini, the third sign of the zodiac. Opposite Sagittarius, the ninth sign of the zodiac. And then Virgo, the sixth sign of the zodiac. Opposite Pisces, the 12th sign.
That's the 369. That Tesla always talk about.
The base is up off the 12th. It's got to be completed with the Pisces, the 12th, you see. So, yes, the 369, but we got the 12th for Pisces, you see. And so the mutable cross is what will adapt this whole new level of rotation to a whole new reality in the universe. That is what we're in the process of doing. That is the bigger picture that's unfolding. We're the individual aspect of that bigger purpose. Like I said, you have all that energy in you. All three crosses are in you. It's just your sun sign indicates how you came into this lifetime, what focus you came in, what you came in here to focus. But you've been mastering. Each one of us has been mastering through each lifetime. We chose a purpose or a mission to contribute to this larger universal purpose. When we were energy beings, we decided, oh, I'll take that mission. I'll accomplish that person. And we've had many purposes. We've had many lifetimes mashed in the purpose we chose to contribute. So it's like a great big puzzle. The first lifetime was that first piece of the puzzle. It didn't make much sense. You know, you didn't understand it. But you mastered on that in that reality, which gave you access to the next lifetime where you continue that mastery or put that next piece of puzzle down. You did that all the way up till this lifetime when we went into the Aquarian Age. Now is the time to bring your final mastery or your final piece of puzzle to the table and complete or fulfill the purpose or the destiny you've been mastering on for many lifetimes. Now you bring that final mastery or that final piece to the table and contribution to the whole, where you now put that in place so you can see the bigger picture or the bigger purpose that's been unfolding through many lifetimes. More than one lifetime to unfold a universal purpose. And we're in the culmination and the fulfillment of that last piece, each one of us bringing our last piece of mastery. You don't blend energy. That is the big thing we have to think in. We don't blend. We have to harmonize. So everybody has their own unique mastery and contribution to this holistic purpose. Mm. The one and all and the all in one. Aries don't bleed into Taurus. Don't bleed into Gemini. And one and all. So we don't blend. Everybody brings their own unique mastery and contribution to the whole or the holistic unfolding of this universal purpose, and we're on the threshold of that. So if you're secure in your role, you know, your spirit is the one that's been guiding you through each lifetime. Your spirit is the one guiding you in this lifetime. We're all on a unique journey. Only your spirit can give you your guidance as to your unique contribution. I always say it's like the twinkling of a star, and you're only responsible for one twinkle, not the full twinkling. And but the full twinkle.
Did y'all hear that? Some of us think we're responsible for the whole fucking twinkling.
One twinkle is just as important.
Important, yes.
Because if you're not in position to make your contribution, when it's your time to shine, the star's not complete, it's not whole, it's not whole, it's not real. You get a miss. So everybody has a unique contribution to contribute to this holistic process. And it starts from the intern, the earth and water, being secure from within as to how mama speaks to you through how you feel from your ancient memory. And when you're secure in that, when you know who you are, you know, do you know what royalty means? Royalty means who has the longest lineage of power. Now, you know, those that came straight in from, you know, the melanated those are the ancients, the ancestors. Other people don't have ancestors. Therefore, we are the ones who have ancestors. We go back into antiquity. Mama tells you where you came from. Father tells you where you're going. How you move forward and fulfill your spiritual purpose and destiny in Father's role. Mama tells you where you came from, your ancestry, your ancient lineage, your ancestors. She's the mama of ancestors. She is the ancient of ancients. So we have the longest ancestral lineage of power. That is what we're looking at. Nobody has more power in the universe, you know, than the melanated beings. Melanin is the substance of the energy of the universe. Melanin is energy so dense, the black hole, so dense that it's right before all souls come into Mama Universe and are manifested to Water Earth. And right at that point of the energy being so dense before it actually crosses over into manifestation or materialization is what melanin is. And so we have, we're at the top of the hierarchy because of the melanin when it comes to spiritual energy or spiritual power. That gives us the serenity to access the energy at the highest levels of the universe, you know, from our antiquity. So we are the royal beings. We are, you know, in the universal perspective, we are the royal beings who have the longest ancient lineage of power. And if you know that, no, nothing can supersede that. That is what gives you your security from within. You know, face anything they can try to throw at you in this illusion. The only way they can get you in this illusion or this matrix, if you believe they have the power to do it, you see, then you open the door. You become vulnerable. But if you know, and Aquarius is the sign of I know, and Leo, the creator ruler, is opposite. I know I am a creator ruler in order to activate that rulership. You know, so I run around saying, I'm Amazon. You can't touch this. Because I know my. You know, and like I've said over and over again, I'll walk up on an airplane, and I'll look around at the people, and I'll talk to them telepathically, and I'll tell them how fortunate they are to be on an airplane with me as a royal being, because I'm on the plane that will be protected, and they will be protected in the loop. That, now it's not enough just to know. Now you have to be able to walk in that knowledge. It's the difference in knowing and walking in it. You know, the analogy I always give for that, I say, suppose your spirit comes to you one day. It says to you, today, when you walk out that door, someone's going to come and try to put you in your face. But don't worry. They're not going to be able to touch your hair on your head. They're not going to be able to do a fraction of an inch within your face. So someone comes and tries to put you in your face. What are you going to do at that moment? Most of us are going to duck. We're going to fight back, or we're going to run. But it's not until you stand there can you prove that the power of the spirit is more real than the physical illusion that's hitting you in the face. Not until you stand there can you prove they're not going to be able to touch your hair on your head or get a fraction of an inch within your face. That is when you're walking in the knowing versus knowing. And that is what we're going to have to prove, that we are now ready to walk in the authority of our royalty. We have access to the highest levels of energy in the universe, which is the royal level because of the melanin. That is what puts us at that. Nothing else is such. But you guys know that. That was the premise in the movie The Matrix. And they took Neo to the Oracle. He doubted. He's trying to identify his power to his ego. And he doubts his power. And that's why Oracle says, no, you're not the one. ancestral powers, your ancestral lineage, and linkage to your ancestral powers. Like I said, they could fly. They could breathe underwater. The only reason we aren't actually using those powers now is because we've been under the illusion. We've been programmed in false values and false beliefs in this illusion. It has to be cleansed up. It has to be cleansed. That's Virgo's work. The last sign in the physical half. The Virgin Mama, you know, and I'm just talking feminine and masculine, not male and female. You see, the Virgin Mama, who cleanses and purifies the Leo Sun of false values to this illusion of his matrix in order for him to heal in his wisdom. Virgo is the sign of wisdom. So once he heals in his wisdom, now he can ascend the Delta Horizon line into a spiritual domain through Libra, the first sign in the spiritual half, where he can now get into a partnership with his spirit. So if we all get into partnership with our spirit through Libra, that's where we step into our first level of hope. And all the other spirals will get spirals from there, like I said, through the multitude of levels. You know, it's like temperature. When it crosses from hot to cold and from cold to hot. It's all about the balance of polarity. It is not until you get the people balance on both halves do you complete that spiral. That's how you open up the vortex. That's how you evolve to a new level. So from the planetary to the to the earth level. And the thing is that the only one who hadn't reached his sacred status was daughter of daughter Carrie, the Capricorn, the cardinal her. You know, she's been undermined in the physical because she is the energy of character. Character is not respected in the land of illusion. So she had become the rejected star. It becomes the cornerstone in her protection and redemption for the strange form. So she was put at the bottom of the totem pole in the physical illusion because she's the energy of character, and character is not respected in the land of illusion. So she was put at the bottom of the totem pole because in the opposite spiritual, she is of the highest value, the high priestess. Capricorn sits at the very peak of the astrological cycle at the winter solstice. And so she was put at the bottom. Capricorn is Cinderella. Cinderella means from the bottom to the top. Remember, spirit is final. The goals are now coming. The goals at the very bottom are the ones who carry the at the top in the opposite spiritual domain. So from the bottom to the top, Cinderella energy, the rejected. She just got her crown in this last winter solstice. Daughter Earth is crowned as the princess of the royal family or the high priestess. That is why, you know, like that movie you showed, that is why you're seeing the melanin-rich woman now receiving her value, being lifted up now. So, because she just recently got crowned. And now that she has stepped into her sacred status as daughter of Earth, the princess, that completes us as a star system. Mama Universe, Father Spirit, the Sun, S-U-N, of power, and daughter Earth, our daughter, Mercurius. Now we're completed as a star system. And now daughter Earth can go into marriage, a partnership, or balance with Anubis, of the Sirius star system. This is how you will balance star systems. This is how this energy will reverberate throughout the universe. So we're now in the process of being able to balance star systems.
Just to let you guys know, this podcast will spill over into the other podcast, probably about 30 minutes. We're still going to do the other topic, but we're going to just briefly talk. I'm just going to flow. We're just going to flow. You know, hey, we're going to flow. I'm not going to control it. We're just going to flow. Let's go.
As daughter Earth has finally completed us as a star system. So we're getting up to the Sirius. That's the next level. That's our ancient power. And the Aquarius opened up our new age power. So now we're balancing ancient powers, star systems, if you understand your universal perspective of who we are, what do you have to worry about? You know, the only way they can pull anything off on you is you believe they can. And that is why they're in a frenzy to keep us in doubt, fear, guilt, hope, and stress. We're going to have a dark winter. We're going to have food shortages. Oh, we're going to have, you know, it's just everything. People run around shooting up. Most of this is scripted. Most of this is the illusion that keep us in fear, doubt, and guilt, because if we focus, we're looking down at our focus, because they're the master distractors to keep us focused in our doubts, fears, and guilt to make us vulnerable. But if we, you know and are secure, you know, that we got royal powers from the universe protecting us, guiding us, stepping us up to a royal purpose, then we know that what they can throw at us is not real. And that is how we become secure. That's the first prerequisite, becoming secure. And the second is not abusing us. And when you're not looking through your ego, being manipulated through your ego, when you're secure from within, that is how you're less prone, you know, to use your ego, you know, to identify your power. You know, so that is what we're doing. We're going internal. And how we do that? You can only connect to Mama Universe from the internal, from the water internal. That is how you raise your vibration through your chakras, all the way up to the crown chakra. That's where you make the connection to Mama Universe from the internal. And then you step up to the security of who you are as a universal being, who you are holistically. We've only been seeing part of the whole. When you only look at a part of the whole, that's the illusion. You have to see the whole in order to see what's real. So we've been programmed mentally, you know, the matrix is so right in what it was showing you. There's been a mental programming to make us believe in something that's not real, you see. It's not until we go internal and are secure in our connection to the royal energy of the universe, you know, can we walk in the authority of that world? Can we walk in the security of that power? So they're doing everything to throw at us, everything but the kitchen sink, just to keep us in fear, doubt, and fear. Sorry, might not even be real. But that makes you believe that they're doing something nefarious, and you're like, oh, what's going to happen? Oh, you know, we better be worried. What are we going to do? You're now believing in the illusion, and that's how you manifest that into your reality. No one has more power than you do to create your own reality. But you got to know that, the Aquarian age. If you don't know it, then you don't have it, and you're vulnerable. You know, that really goes to this material, you know, that I wanted to, you know, touch on here. So do you mind if I read something?
Yeah, good. Yeah, please.
It says here, let me see, between the years 1582 and 1589, the English scholar John Dee conducted a series of ritual communications with a set of disincarnated entities who eventually came to be known as the Enochian Angels. It was Dee's plan to use the complex system of magic communicated by the angels to advance their expansionist policies of his sovereign queen, Elizabeth I, at the time England was under the looming shadow of invasion from Spain. Somewhere near Gastonbury, as the story goes, he purchased a portion of the fabled red powder that returned base metals gold. The source of the powder was an innkeeper who had received it from a tomb robber. For the remainder of his colorful life, Kelly labored to unlock the secret of the red powder so that he could manufacture more of it himself. It was on this perception, alchemical knowledge that he sought out the library of John Dee. And it says, what the Anakian angels conveyed to him was not merely a potent form of magic, it was a formula designed to open the gates of the four great watchtowers that stand guard against chaos. Dee was awaiting permission from the angels to employ their magic, and this permission was not given to him in this lifetime. It says, perhaps he believed, as the angels deceitfully encouraged him to believe, that the gates could be opened a crack for specific human purposes and then slammed shut before anything too horrible slipped through to our dimension of awareness. He would have assumed that the hurling of the goddess Earth and her children by the demon of Horizon would not occur until the pre-ordained time of the apocalypse, an event initiated by God and presumably beyond his control. That's where we're at right now, at the end, where it is time for the apocalypse. And the apocalypse means the end of an illusion. That's what apocalypse means. It's time for the end of illusion. It says here, a mental Armageddon. Fundamentalist Christians commonly believe that the end of the world will be a completely physical event and will be struck by some horrifying material agent. Global thermonuclear war or the impact of a large asteroid or a deadly plague. This supposition is natural in view of the concrete imagery of the Book of Revelation. It is keeping with the materialistic worldview of modern society, but no one stops to consider that this destruction is described by angels, or that angels are spiritual, not physical beings. The apocalypse prepared by the Enochian angels must be primarily an internal spiritual event, and only as a secondary way an external physical catastrophe. The gates of the watchtowers that stand guard at the four corners of our dimension of reality are mental construction. When they are open, they will admit the demons of Horizon not into the physical world, but into our subconscious mind. Spirits are mental, not material. They dwell in the depths of the mind and communicate with us through our dreams, unconscious influence, and more rarely in waking visions. They affect our feelings and our thoughts beneath the level of our conscious awareness. Sometimes they are able to control our actions, either partially, as in the case of irrational or obsessive behavior patterns, or completely, as in the case of soul possession. Through us and only through us are they able to influence physical things. They will not find a welcome place they will not find a welcome place all at once, but will worm their way into our subconscious and make their homes there slowly over time in the minds of individuals that resist this invasion. They will find it difficult to gain a foothold, but in the more pliable minds of those who welcome their influence, they will establish themselves readily. These apocalyptic spirits will set person against person, nation against nation, gradually unleashing the madness and chaos in human society until at last the full horror of the revelation has been realized upon the state of the world. The corruption of human thought and feelings may require generations to bring to fruition. Only after the wasting and burning of souls is well advanced will the full horror of the apocalypse achieve its final fulfillment in the material realm. It would explain the moral and ethical bankruptcy of modern times and its senseless violence. And then the summation of that is that the apocalypse primarily must be primarily an internal spiritual event, and only in a secondary way an external physical catastrophe. So in other words, they have to penetrate our minds. They may have to make us believe that they have the power to overthrow the royal beings of the universe. And we don't know who we are, know thyself. If we don't know who we are, then we believe, you know, that they do have the power over us. And if we believe it, then we turn that power over to them. But if we know they can't touch us, we're in age, I know, balance with Leo, you create a ruler. I know I am a creative ruler in order to activate that rulership. So if we know we have the power to supersede anything they can throw at us in this illusionary reality, then that is how we step up in the authority of the power we have from the universe. But you got to walk in that knowing. You're not going to be endowed with the power if you're going to be manipulated through your fear, doubts, and guilt, and your ego. Those are the things that will undermine you stepping up to the higher vibration as the royal power of the universe. Does that answer the question?
Man, wow. I don't even know where to begin. You got all of us feeling so powerful right now. You got us. Yeah, and we share. And I mean, you just, you hype this up. You got us feeling like amazing right now. You know, I love this conversation. This conversation is absolutely amazing. The people in the chat, they have some good questions too in the chat. Ask them questions again because obviously the chat's going so fast. We got about 3,500 people in the chat. So I'm missing questions. We didn't get to the Q&A part yet. We're about to get to that now. So, wow, what a show. You ain't been here in a while, and I'm glad to have you back.
Always come back, okay?
Yo, listen, y'all. Before we get to Q&A, a couple of things. Make sure y'all get your reading with Sister Myra. I showed this at the beginning of the show. For those who came in late, this is a tape of a reading I got in 2005, and I never lost it. It says Richard Astro 5505. I never lost it. That's how important this is to me. That's why I'm in the position I'm in today, because I've been listening to people like Sister Myra for over 15 years. This is 05, y'all. It's 2022 right now. So I've been on it at a very, young age, y'all, and I'm very appreciative for this, but I keep this. I'm going to add this forever. So, family, make sure y'all get a reading. How can they get a reading from you, Sister Myra? And I know you book, but...
It's only on the website, you guys. Only on the website, that's sistermyra.com. But we know that my schedule is already out to June of 2023.
June.
So it's going to be... But if you don't sign up now,
yeah.
You know, the months go fast, you see. If you don't sign up now, if you wait, you know, it's going to get further and further out, you see. So but that is how you can, you know, schedule. That's the only way at this time that you can schedule an appointment. It's off my website, okay? I also have a book on the website if you're interested in that. It's called A Tough Reflection, A Holistic View. You know, that's my whole thing, holistic, the balance of opposites, two halves make a whole. And, you know, right now my classes are suspended because I'm kind of overwhelmed with work. So I'm really just concentrating on the consultations at this point. You know, I may start the classes up again, but, you know, that's still kind of on the fence right now.
Shout out to Claudia. Claudia got a reading coming in February
2023. Wow. Yeah. Claudia. Hopefully I'm not in April. Yeah. Yes, Claudia. That's wonderful. Because right now, the people who are coming and getting readings, oh, they are so powerful now. Because it's like, and I always tell people, this is not my reading. I'm only giving you your message from your spirit, okay? for a reading. What it's doing is your spirit is ready to give you your marching orders and how to step up and fulfill your ultimate purpose and destiny. That is what's coming out in the reading sense. You know, how do I complete and fulfill the purpose and the destiny that I signed up for many lifetimes ago, and now this is the lifetime to complete and fulfill that. But your own spirit is the one who has to give you that guidance, and that's what the readings are about, as your spirit is getting you marching on it, and how to take the next step up in order to fulfill and complete your destiny and the purpose that you signed up for.
Samira, also before we get into a few questions, I want to put your cash app up. What's your cash app again?
You know, the dollar sign, Myra Moss, 813. The dollar sign, Myra Moss, the number is 813.
That's Myra with an H, right?
The
H at the end of Myra?
No, not with an H. M-Y-R-A-M-O-S-S. And it's going to come up Myra Moss. You know, the second S, I pushed the D instead of the S, and it wouldn't let me change it. But that's the right one. That's the correct account when it comes up. Now, the dash F is M-Y-R-A-M-O-S-S. But when it comes up, it's going to come up as M-O-S-G. But that means you got the right one. You got the right,
Let's get to a few questions because I don't want to keep looking.
Okay.
There was a question somebody asked earlier. I can't remember it. I missed it. I'm going to try to see if I can look for it. But let's get to this one right now. What's your advice for beginners as far as approaching shadow work?
Shadow work. I don't know what's your advice for beginners as far as approaching shadow work. I think I need a more...
Just do it. Dive in, have no fear.
You know, get it done. You know, that's what I get from the word shadow, you know, which is just the internal. You know, and that's what I've been discussing, going internal. And your spirit is going to guide you. You know, what I keep telling people, you don't have to try to figure this out. You don't have to know. You don't have to understand. It's your spirit's half now to do its thing. It's your spirit's job to put your coat tip, to get you to understand. It's not for you to know. It's for you to learn how to trust your spirit.
There it is.
What your spirit is trying to do is give you a perspective of the outcome you got when you walked on your own in the physical versus now walking in partnership with your spirit and the difference in the outcome you're going to have. That is what it's trying to show you, you know, and prove to you. So it's your spirit that's going to give you the ability your spirit is going to be the one that proves this operation to you. You know, it's the one that's going to convince you. Only your spirit can do that. We're all on a unique journey, and only your spirit, who's been guiding you through many lifetimes, can be the one to help you complete and fulfill that. But it's time now. You've done your half. Now you got to sit back secure and at peace and let your spirit prove its path. You've already given the ammunition to your spirit to do its half of the operation. We all get into partnership with our own spirit through Libra. That is the sign of partnership. Libra is an air sign. Anytime you're dealing with the air, you're dealing with the spirit. But the planetary ruler of Libra is Venus, which is Earth. So that means you're now getting into a balance and partnership. The physical and the spiritual are now getting into an individual partnership. So once you have passed that baton to your spirit, it's like a tag team match because you both can't go into the room at the same time. Two opposites can occupy the same space at the same time. Physical and spiritual are opposites. So once you complete your half, you have to tag your partner, come out of the ring, Let your spirit go in the ring and work from behind the scenes to match what you invested on the physical half. And when it's matched that energy, that's when it's ready to fulfill or complete your purpose. That's how we're stepping up as the new rulers. So your spirit, so once you have passed that baton to your spirit, you have to sit back secure in that peace. We all get into partnership in Libra. Libra is the sign of peace. That means you have to be at peace to receive your blessings. Because if you pass that baton to your spirit and you're still worried, down in the mouth, trying to figure it out, all you're saying to your spirit is, I don't trust you and it can't work for you. So that is why you have to be secure in the end term. I don't know if that's what they mean by the shadow work, but anytime we're dealing with what's hidden, that's when we go internal to mama's domain. So if they want to give more clarification on what they mean by shadow work, then I can be more specific.
Okay. Let's get to this.
That's
all right.
Okay.
Thank you for super chat, Sean. Sean wants to know, Sean, I don't know how to pronounce that name, but very thankful for that message. I'm a Scorpio and wanted to know, why are we the only one with three stages, and what does the phoenix mean?
The phoenix is our, what is it, the, you know, rising from the dead, you know, rising, you know, from the ashes, you know, and all energy unfolds from a negative and positive polarity. And to the extent that you went to one end, it's to the same extent you go to the opposite end. So they're talking about the phoenix rising from the ashes, you know, of the fire or the degradation. And to the extent that you go down, it is to the same extent that when you complete that end, that you'll be able to go up. That's what the phoenix is about. But we are the only ones because you have to be holistic in order to open up the tone. The full spiral. Anytime you're looking at a part of the whole, that's the illusion. We're the only ones who have access to the physical realm. We are the physical vessels that manifest the spiritual energy. We have access to the spiritual realm, and we have access to the soul realm. There's three levels, the soul realm, the spiritual realm, and the physical realm. We are the physical vessels that can channel the energy from not only the spiritual realm, but the soul realm. But it's just not, we're the only, it's the melanin that gives us our access to the soul realm. Other people without the melanin, they are physical and spiritual, but they don't have, you know, access to the soul component. So it doesn't make them complete or whole. So that is why we can access all three realms. We are the physical vessel that can channel the energy from the spiritual realm. Now, the spiritual realm are our spiritual ancestors. Our spiritual ancestors are our loved ones that we are conscious of in this lifetime who have made their transition. And they're now on the front line of the universe, guiding the energy personally for us as family. We took our mission and our purpose, we took it as a family unit. We didn't take it as an individual, we took it as a family unit. So now your spiritual loved ones who have made their transition are on the front line in the spiritual realm in order to channel energy to you personally, you know, for your spiritual power. Not only now can we channel from our spiritual ancestors, we can now challenge from our soul ancestors. Those are our ancient ancestors. Those are the ones we have to go into the subconscious, which is Pisces energy, the sign of the subconscious. So we have to go into our Akashic records, our ancient memory, and make our connection with our ancient ancestors. These are the ones who had those powers to fly, to breathe underwater, to talk telepathically. That is how we connect with them and gain those ancient powers. So we can channel from all three levels, from the soul realm, the spirit realm, and then manifest it. We're the physical vessels that can high-tech energy at ground level. We're on ground zero. If you don't have access to the complete whole, then anytime you have part of it, you see illusion. And so, you know, we're the only ones that can access all three. That's the melanin. Excellent.
Melanin is amazing, amazing.
Yes.
Let's
get to it.
Oh, you
know,
see them? Woo-hoo! Yeah, they're on my way. Yeah, that's amazing. Can you speak about the Gregorian calendar and the 13th sign? No, I didn't know how to pronounce it, but they say the third
the
13th.
Oh, okay. No, I don't either. I don't remember. But that has been my bane, the Gregorian calendar. With Spirit Doula, I did the 2-2-2-2-2-2 lecture. And then in the comments, there were people blasting the information because they were like, oh, she's using the Gregorian calendar. And, you know, it kind of, you know, perturbed me. And out of all that information I imparted, they're focused on the Gregorian calendar. A small little detail in the larger, you know, scheme of everything that I was putting out there. All they wanted to harp on is she's using the Gregorian calendar. So I'm trying to tell people, if you're going to come here in your left brain, you might as well get up and leave, because I'm working from the right brain. I'm working on a conceptual level, energy. The spiritual language is similar. You can't be literal. You can't be caught up in detail, you know, if you want to understand, you know, to the balance of bringing those two halves together. So the literal details, that's only a small part of what all comes together to make the bigger picture and the bigger presence. What kind of upset me about that is that when I did the Hamlet Summit way back in Atlanta, we dealt with the Gregorian calendar then. And I thought I had put that behind me. We are the creative rulers. That means it's through how we think that we create. So if you see the Gregorian calendar and it brings a message to you, then if you receive that message, then you're energizing it. It doesn't matter what tool you use. I tell people when you wake up in the middle of the night, Spirit is going to speak to you about numerology, astrology, aromatherapy, whatever way it can bring you, energy. So I say, if you wake up in the middle of the night, and you need to look at the clock, get the numbers, get a numerology message. Suppose you got that message in the middle of the night with those numbers. And then you get up in the morning, and, you know, you're going about your business, and you see those numbers again on your clock, okay? That means your spirit is trying to get your attention. It's trying to pull your coattail. Now, suppose you get in the car, you know, and you're driving down the street, and a car pulls in front of you with a license plate with those numbers, you see? That's how your spirit is getting into you a message. Are you going to sit around and discuss whether it was a Lincoln Continental or a Volvo? You know, the tools that is used by Spirit to bring you the message, you want to argue over those details. That's when you're arguing over the Gregorian calendar. It's whatever calendar you're looking at that's giving you the synchronicity and the harmony of spiritual energy is how you put all that together. Spirit is going to give you precept. You have to connect the dots with spirit, because it's going to lead you from one to the next, to the next, to the next, till you've got not a fulfillment or a completion of what it was trying to get you to see. You know, spirit is too big to see or to consciously understand by just one symbol or one aspect, like a Gregorian calendar. It's not just the Gregorian calendar. It's the Gregorian calendar that you saw four numbers on, that connects with the other numbers you see, and another position that connects another number you see. And as you tie all those things together, that is how you're seeing the spiritual symbolism of the message. Spirit is the symbolism. So it doesn't deal in just one aspect or one criteria to give you a message. So stop arguing over those details. That's just the method that it uses. Like, you know, it don't care what type of car that is going to bring you those numbers you've been seeing all day long. You know, are you going to be complaining about, well, you know, it's not a Lincoln Continental, so I can't take it serious. You know, only if it came in a Volvo can I believe it. That is what you're doing when you're arguing over each individual detail. Each piece has to come together to symbolize a meaning. That is how spirit imparts messages symbolically. So let's stop arguing over details. That's keeping us, you know, limited, you know, rather than being expansive. You know, spirit is going to use whatever method or whatever tool, you know, that it knows is going to get your attention, you know, to get you to see this and then that and then that. It's like, suppose you have a dream, and the dream you see is an apple, and you wake up and say, hey, what does that mean? I don't understand my dream. You know, what is the apple and the dog, you know? And then you're walking down the street one day, and you see that lamppost, you see. You're like, dang, that looks like a lamppost in my dream, you know. But, okay, and you keep moving. Maybe the next day, you know, you get a picture of a building, you know, in the river, you know, at a building where you saw the lamppost. So you get that. So now you got two pieces. You got the lepo, and now you got the duck, a picture of the duck in that window. And then next door, let's say there's an apple stand. So now you got those three people pointing to the building where you can now go into that building and say, wow, here's all three components of what I dreamed about. Now I'm going to go in this building that with a lamp post in front, the picture of the duck is there, and next door is the apple stand. So now this is the building spirit is pointing me to go in. And when you go in that building, there's something there, something, you know, that is going to register with you as to why you're still guiding you to that particular building. But if you look at each piece, the duck, the apple, and the lamp post, it's not going to make any sense. You have to see the whole, and that's the only way spirit works in wholeness. It's like a house, you know, and you're looking at a house, but the only part of the house you see is the door. What do you understand about the house? Nothing. Are you going to gauge your analyzation just by looking at the door? You see, so that's what we do when we just look at one individual detail, you know, and try to gauge from that one detail, you know, it's me. So the details, we got hung up in numbers. Father brings information to the table. It's the mama who serves it up. You see, all that is about the balance. The father brings it, and then the mama serves it up. You see. So it's not just one. Anytime you're dealing with spirit, that's a combination. That's, you have to put energy to create spirit. So there has to be a combination of aspects before you understand what that spiritual energy is symbolizing. So let's stop arguing over details, guys.
That was
That was an excellent answer to that question. Excellent, Sister Myra. I want to take one more question before we get out of here.
Okay, and I just get off the 13, didn't I? 13 is the highest important number, you see. We all do 13 rotations or 13 cycles before we evolve to the next level. So 13 is the highest vibration number. You can get no higher than the 13. You know, like if you're an astrologer, you know, energy communicates through angles.
Yes.
And they have to come in within certain degrees in order to start that communication. So most planets, they have to come in within 10 degrees in order to start a communication.
Oh, my.
Planets and stuff. But when it comes to the sun and the moon, you can extend that to 13. That's the highest you can go before you start a new cycle. So the 13th degree, I don't know, you know, so much about the 13th sign. I just know about the 13th degree, which is the highest, the maximum degree you can go to, you know, before you complete that cycle and then start a new one. And do another 13 before you move on. That's what I did about the 13.
This last question. I believe you touched on this somewhat. Can you explain Cancer energy?
Oh, yes. And see, I'm a Capricorn, and we're in Cancer. Cancer is our opposite sign. You see, you always fulfill to the opposite. Now, your opposite is your maximum challenge or your maximum potential. Depending on how balanced you are with your opposite. If you're not balanced with your opposite, then it's your maximum challenge. If you are in balance with your opposite, then it opens up that eternal circle of love. You can get no better. So right now we're in Cancer, which is Kali Ma, as I had mentioned. That's one of the things about Cancer. It's Kali Ma, the ferocious mama. Anytime you're dealing with the water element, you're dealing with Mars, you know, and so it's the first sign of water sign. The planetary ruler of Cancer is the moon. Anytime we're dealing with the moon, anytime we're dealing with Cancer, we're dealing with our ancestors. Cancer is the sign of the ancestors, okay? So right now, if any ancestors you want to get in touch with, this is the energy to tap your ancestral energy. That is Cancer energy, where you tap into your ancestral lineage. It's your family. See, Cancer is the sign of the family, you know. So this is where you trace your family lineage to Cancer or the fourth house. That's the natural house for Cancer, the fourth house. The house of home. Means our family. So that means you can, whatever energy is sitting on your fourth house is going to give you some clues as to your family's ancestors. You know, in other words, say you have Leo on your fourth house, which is the natural house for Cancer. If you have Leo on your fourth house, then you have an ancestry of royalty. You can trace your ancestry back through a royal lineage. Say you have Virgo on your fourth house, then you're dealing with the yoke. You know, you can follow your ancestry back to a healing ancestry. You probably come from an ancestry of healers. So Cancer represents your ancestors. I can say Kali Ma, and it's the opposite of Capricorn. Capricorn is the highest vessel. Earth sign is the highest vessel of integrity and character. So the guidance of your ancestors, Cancer, the balance of Capricorn, it means you have to be your highest vessel of integrity and character in order to gain access to guidance from your ancestors, Cancer. The balance of Cancer and Capricorn. The minute you abuse that integrity, the souls of your ancestors will immediately vacate and the trickster spirits will come in. That's when you expose yourself as the emperor with no clothes, operating as a fool. So you have to be of the highest vessel of integrity and character, which unicorn energy, I persist, in order to make that balance connection to Cancer, which is your ancestors, which then, you know, so being guided by your ancestors as a vessel of highest integrity and character, that's part of that axis between Chapter 3 and Cancer. Don't talk about one sign without its opposite. Mm-hmm. Anytime you're only talking about one sign without its opposite, it's like the half of this. You know, it's like Aries and Libra. Aries is the warrior, fire. Libra is the peacemaker, the air. If you separate them, you got Aries running around chicken butt all over town, and Libra trying to keep the peace with no backbone. It's not until you put the two in balance that you have a warrior who takes a stand for justice or peace, a warrior for justice or a warrior for peace. That is how all signs work in those years. They were asked about the Scorpio. That's part of the sixth one. Scorpio is the sign of transformation. The death of the old for a rebirth of the new at a higher level. Scorpios make just drug customers because they're the demolitions of the zodiac. They can tear down people's old lives and rebuild them at a higher level. So that's what transformation means, the death of the old or the rebirth of the new at a higher level. And its opposite is Taurus, the sign of values. So now there has to be a transformation of values, you know, when you put those two together. That's on the fixed cross. In order to evolve, Aquarius, as the new age rulers, Leo, you have to have a transformation, Scorpio, of your values, Taurus. So you always have to put the pairs together. Like I said, six axes of energy, and I gave you that air. Aries is the physical face of spiritual Libra. Taurus is the physical face of the spiritual Scorpio. Gemini is the physical face of the spiritual Sagittarius. Cancer is the physical face of the spiritual Capricorn. Leo is the physical face of the spiritual Aquarius, and then Virgo is the physical face of the spiritual Pisces. Neither one is no higher or lower than the other, okay? It has to be an equal balance between the two. Spirit needs a vessel just as much as the vessel needs the spirit, you see. So the six signs, first six signs is the physical half, and the second six signs is the spiritual half. So balancing between the physical reality and the spiritual is what you do when you balance those opposites. Your spiritual and your physical coming together in balance, you know, to create that 360 spiral and open up that vortex. So that is how that unfolds.
Wow. I definitely thank you for coming on here again. This is super powerful. I mean, super powerful.
Wonderful.
So, give the people, Yeah, no, definitely it is. It's definitely, definitely is time set. Give the people your contact info one more time, please.
Okay. Like I said, the only way to schedule an appointment is at my website, systemhour.com. Now, you know, if there are questions, you can text me. That's the only thing I respond to. Please don't do the email because it gets lost, you know, because I don't go on every day. By the time I go on, I don't know what all I have missed, and then I'm rushing through, so, and I don't know when I'll get to it. But the way you get my immediate attention is text. So if you have a question, you know, I tell my clients once I've given them readings, you're in my network now. And if you have any questions, you can access me through the text message. Or if you see a validation of the message I gave you, I'd love to hear about it, but you text me. That's the only way. And that's, you know, of course, my phone number, 336-965-0180. That's 336-965-0180. But don't text me and ask me for an appointment, please. All I'm going to do is refer you to the website. That's the only way to make an appointment with me now. Please.
Okay. All right, Sister Myra, thank you so much for coming on here again.
You're welcome. Thank you for asking.
You know what I didn't see yet? I'm about to see tonight. I'm curious if you've seen the movie. I'm a while getting ready to watch it with my girl late tonight. The Doctor Strange movie. Have you seen that? The multiverse.
Transfer over to the next podcast.
Get up.